Bush and Richie here with another daily takeaway for you. Do you know, sometimes one of the greatest things about adulthood, about growing up, is the opportunity to do things as a kid that you were forbidden to do, but absolutely no comeback whatsoever.
Okay, yeah.
Would you
yeah.
agree with that as a statement?
I think that's fair.
Let me show you a picture of something this morning. What do you see there?
Oh, yeah, that looks to be your lawn. That you put quite a few photos of your lawn on your Instagram feed, don't you?
I do. I love my lawn.
It's nice stripes. Fair play to you. You've got some good stripes on there.
Nice stripes, yes. But what about the stripes do you see that I would not have been able to do when I was little?
What do you mean, get them in a line?
Well, that's what a stripe is. Otherwise, it's not a stripe, is it?
I don't understand what you mean.
Say what you see. Come on. Look at the stripes.
I don't know what you mean. We'll get them going different ways.
Well, that's what stripes do, but look at the shape of the lawn and the stripes.
Get them at an angle?
Yeah. They're diagonal.
Yeah, what's your point?
Well, my point is, if I was a kid and I'd mown the lawn diagonally, my old man would come home and tell me off and say, do it straight.
Really?
But now,
if your dad saw you doing that level of lawn, then that's a compliment.
Yeah.
He'd put you into some form of, I don't know, competition.
No,
some lawning competition.
I would love to have thought that. I would love to have thought, but I vividly remember as a child doing what I thought looked an amazing lawn, in that I did sort of like vertical stripes and then horizontal stripes. It looked like tartan.
Yeah.
And he came home, looked out the back window and went, stripes, please.
I don't want to take everything back to the Beckham documentary. It seems like this podcast at the moment always goes back to Beckham. But, you know, David Beckham's dad was very hard on him.
He was, yeah, exactly.
And what was his phrase? He said that if he was telling him how good he was, then he'd had nothing to work towards.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
Your dad was employing the same thing.
And that is why I've got the lawn that I have today.
Unfortunately, you haven't won any European competitions, though, for your lawn mowing. The Daily
Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Worst day of the week. Working week is nearly done.
What are you saying? You say this every Tuesday. You always have to go. What is your problem with Tuesdays?
It's the worst day of the working week, but thankfully it's nearly done.
Where's the evidence based on it?
I don't have paperwork.
Well, this is very interesting, folks, because this is not the first. We're not having an argument here, not having a falling out. But
within 12 seconds.
Well, he's always slagging Tuesdays off, and I feel like it doesn't get a fair rub of the green.
My logic about Tuesdays is Monday's gone, and I now already can't remember what happened at the weekend.
Right.
And Friday is too far away for me to get excited about the next weekend. So Tuesday, rubbish day. Monday, you're in the afterglow of the weekend. Wednesday, you're halfway through the week. Thursday, it's near the weekend. Friday, it's the weekend.
Spare us the rest of the workings on that day, Richie. But, you know, there's other people who hate Sundays, and I find it fascinating. Everyone seems to have, like, a nemesis day of the week. You know what I mean? Like, Sunday, people say pit of stomach feeling. And
why would you hate a Sunday?
Well, Sunday is a bit roast dinners, brass bands and back to school.
I don't want to be psychiatrist, but if you're hating Sunday because you're thinking it's back to school tomorrow, what you actually hate is Monday.
I know, but it's the impending doom, the arrival of Monday, that makes Sunday so kind of such a malaise. It's like your mum ironing your uniform with the big light on. That's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
That's life, or whatever, with Esther Ranson on or whatever. So look, it's an interesting experiment. One for the kids for you there. If you could permanently delete a day of the week, right? What day of the week would it be and why? Can I give you
Tuesday.
You get rid of Tuesday. For me, I'd get rid of Friday.
Would you?
Friday used to be brilliant. Do you remember Friday was great? Because it'd be one of those days when people might go for a couple of beers after the show and the centre of London be kind of buzzing. But now that everyone works from home, Friday's a ghost town. Thursday's the new Friday, as you say quite regularly at the start of Thursday's show.
Another one of my catchphrases.
Another catchphrase. I think we're doing the days of the week equivalent of the hot air balloon debate from school. Do you remember that? Where one of you gets chucked off the edge of the hot air balloon, you have to argue which one it's going to be.
Or I like that.
Is that just something we did in our school? Or was it the West Country?
We never did a hot air balloon debate, but I like it.
Well, this is what it is. We're asking you, if you had the power to permanently delete one day of the week, what would it be and why? This kind of got started because Tuesday gets a lot of clog in the show. We're trying to work out why.
Dan's got in touch, actually, trying to save Tuesday.
Oh.
Saying it's first day of his working week in Dungeons & Dragons night, so please don't delete it.
He sounds like my kind of guy. Dave G says it's got to be Thursday. It's there primarily to stall the coming weekend. Absolutely useless day. Hashtag get rid. So for various reasons, we are in a different studio today. We're all sat in a line, like we're taking phone calls on Crime Watch UK. It's the weirdest thing.
And also way too close together. And we'll also let you in on things. Our normal producer is back after his 25-day holiday.
Yes.
And it's all just a little bit giddy. I can't really call how tonight's show's going to go.
It's almost like Adem's forgotten 80% of how we normally do this. Let's just see how we get on. Kathy's been on. She says, I don't want to delete it, but we'd like to celebrate Christmas every 4 years, like the Olympics. Then it will feel really special, and I won't mind shop stocking Christmas things in August.
Not a bad idea.
We'll take these into consideration. We'll write it down. Keep them coming in.
Hey, look, you can delete the ad breaks, kind of, if you want to hear Absolute Radio without the ad breaks. You can do that with Absolute Radio Premium. You can also hear our exclusive stations, including the brand new Absolute Radio Halloween. Ooh. For 1 month only, got a station playing everything from Bad Moon Rising to Ghostbusters and Voodoo Chili to Super Freak. It's a fun listen. It's one of 10 exclusive stations that you can get right now, and with a free 3-month trial of Absolute Radio Premium if you head to absoluteradio.co.uk and use the code Absolute. It auto renews at the end of the trial at £3.99 per month with all the T's and C's at absoluteradio.co.uk.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Tom says, shout out to all the shift workers, where by far the worst day of the week is Saturday. Days off during the week are very pleasant as a result.
Good point, good point. Yeah. Will, what are you getting rid of?
I'm not getting rid of any, because that's the start of anarchy.
Start of anarchy. Will, what are you saying?
Yeah, because next thing, you get rid of a day, then you won't be happy with that, and then it'll be a month, and then it'll be a year, and when will it stop?
If you were going to get rid of a month. Come before January. Or February.
Don't get rid of January, that's my birthday.
Sorry, mate, I'm afraid you're out. All right, then, let's move on. Simon's on the line now. What day of the week are you getting rid of, fella?
Well, all of them, really, because
what?
You just get rid of all of the names, renumber them 1 to 6, and then we work 1, 2, 3, 4... have 5 and 6 off, and then it starts again.
Okay, so you think it's the day's name is one of the reasons why people attach certain feelings towards it, like Tuesday, or they don't like Sunday, or whatever?
No, because nobody's going to delete Saturday or Sunday. Anyone wants to delete.
Unfortunately, we've lost Simon there, and he was in the midst of quite some theory.
It's almost like the powers that be have tried to cut Simon off because they want to silence his views on this.
Exactly. The only thing I'm concerned about is he said 1 to 6, and there are 7 days in the week. So he's getting rid of a day and then bringing them back renamed 1 to 6.
Now, is that better for us as workers, or does that mean we're going to be working more? I can't, at this point, this Orwellian future that Simon is painting in this call, I'm not 100% sure how it pans out. What's happened to Sunday? That's the big question.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
This person here says, day of the week. Why don't we add an extra day at the weekend and call it Chill Day?
So that's an 8-day week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Chill Day.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
I think we'd age less as well.
Yeah,
because it would take longer for a birthday to come around.
Slow down. We're getting quite a lot of stick about maths as well, so let's not get involved in that.
Yeah, every Tuesday we ask you to blow our minds. Like I said, it doesn't take much sometimes, but some of the stuff over the last couple of weeks genuinely has blown our minds.
I think someone's got the wrong music.
I think someone has got the wrong music, but we'll just go with it.
That's fine. He's back off holiday.
He's back off holiday. He doesn't know what he's doing. We're going to get him a manual for the desk. And for the show and the music we use for various features.
Is this a refresher course, I think?
They're next to each other.
What?
They're too close.
We don't want to know. That's blown our minds that you can be this bad to back off holiday.
Our producer's returned after 10 days. I think his mind is still in Dubrovnik.
And starting us off tonight is Kitty, who's on the line. How you doing, Kitty?
I'm good, thank you. You?
We are very, very good. We're very keen and excited to hear your little life hack, something that